In this bulletin, former US President Donald Trump being investigated for potential violations of the Espionage Act. Salman Rushdie's book agent says he's on a ventilator and unable to speak after being stabbed in New York. And in sport, Sam Kerr nominated for football's top award, but Lionel Messi misses out in the men's category. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. But first, attorneys general have agreed to finish work on a nationally consistent approach to coercive control by early 2023. Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus met with state and territory and New Zealand counterparts in Melbourne on Friday to examine strengthening criminal justice responses to sexual assault. They released a consultation draft of the national principles to address it, which Mr. Dreyfus described as the first of its kind.
We've agreed on some draft national principles on coercive control, which we're going to be consulting on in coming months, trying to get to some nationally agreed standard on how to deal with this.
Coercive control is described as the pattern of abusive behaviour designed to create power and dominance over another person or persons. Overseas in the United States, and court papers show that the FBI has recovered several documents marked top secret from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, in an investigation that includes possible violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. The warrant and related materials, unsealed by a Florida judge, showed agents took away with them a significant amount of classified files after the raid. The search was partly based on suspicions of violations of the U.S. Espionage Act related to the illegal retention of sensitive defense documents. Politicians on all sides of politics continue to react, including Michigan Republican Dan Kildee.
Well, I think people want everyone to be held accountable to the law. Whether you're a president, a past president, or an average citizen, nobody is above the law, and that's really the reaction that I've had. I think for the most part, people want to see the process play out. I agree with that. I don't want to interfere with what law enforcement is doing, but I think it would be wrong to take the position, because this person is a former president, that we should look the other way when there could be violations of the law. We can't do that, and I don't think people would like to see that happen.
In a statement, Mr. Trump says his attorneys are cooperating and the government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. Author Salman Rushdie is on a ventilator and likely to lose an eye after he was repeatedly stabbed in the neck and abdomen before giving a lecture in New York City. Police did not provide details of the prominent figure's condition beyond that he was still in surgery. They identified the suspect in custody as Hattie Marta, a 24-year-old from New Jersey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Mr. Rushdie spent decades speaking truth to power.
Here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power, someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems.
A novel he wrote in 1998 was banned in many countries with large Muslim populations and resulted in a fatwa, or religious edict, calling upon Muslims to kill the novelist. At least 11 people have been killed, including two children, in a mass shooting in Montenegro. Officials say the shooter had gone on a rampage, killing several people before being shot dead by police. Montenegro police also say the 34-year-old man with a hunting rifle shot dead two siblings, one 8 years old and another 11 years old, and injured their mother, who died later in the afternoon in a medical facility. The country's prime minister says a three-day mourning period will remember those killed. This is an inconceivable tragedy in Montenegro. I'm asking citizens of the country to keep the families of the killed in their thoughts. We are praying that all the injured ones, especially those with bad injuries, survive and that everything ends well for them. A child from New South Wales' North Coast may be the third person linked to the recent Splendour in the Grass festival to contract meningococcal disease. Earlier this month, a Sydney man in his 40s who had attended the festival died with the disease. New South Wales Health has urged anyone who attended Splendour in the Grass festival, which took place from July 21st to the 24th at the North Byron Parklands, to be on alert to symptoms of the potentially fatal disease. Anyone showing symptoms, which can include a red or purple rash, fever, headache, light sensitivity, nausea, diarrhea, drowsiness, or confusion, are urged to contact a doctor immediately. In sport, Australian football great Sam Kerr has been nominated for the most prestigious award in the sport, for the fourth time in her career. The 28-year-old Matildas and Chelsea star is a contender amongst 20 others who are up for the Ballon d'Or award. The nomination comes off the back of a stellar season playing for Chelsea, where she wrapped up the Women's Super League season as the top scorer for the second year in a row. In the men's category, Lionel Messi missed out. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.